Zimbabwe's First Lady Grace Mugabe, on a countrywide political Meet the People rallies, has taken a swipe at Vice President Joyce Mujuru, long tipped to succeed President Robert Mugabe. The First Lady said the nation needed hardworking vice presidents, not leaders who expected the president to do everything for them. Political analyst Dr. Pezisai Ruhanya says the utterances are revealing and will further heighten tensions within the ruling ZANU-PF party ahead of the December Congress.
Without doubt, it will make it clear to those in ZANU that Mugabe is taking a different direction and that he is fed up with Mujuru. It is an indication that Mugabe could be looking for a successor other than Mujuru.
In Uganda, the Ministry of Health has declared the country Marburg-free, although nearly 150 people are being monitored for any signs of the hemorrhagic fever. Sarah Opinde is the junior minister for health.
There is no new laboratory confirmed case of the Marburg since the last confirmed case that died on the 30th of September. All the alert and suspect cases have been thoroughly investigated and have all tested negative for the Marburg virus. Currently, there are 5 suspects on isolation in 3 isolation facilities.
The South African athlete Oscar Pistorius is in court for a second day of sentencing arguments as to whether he should face prison for killing his girlfriend. Mr. Pistorius's manager, a defense witness, has described the athlete's charitable work and his record as a role model for disabled youth. But the prosecution has questioned the athlete's motives for his charity work. The BBC's Milton Kosi was in court.
The defense are trying to say Oscar Pistorius does not deserve to go into prison. He can have a non-custodial sentence, whereas the prosecution are emphasizing that this is the type of person who should be in prison because the judge did say that he used his gun recklessly.